Another first, pub strike victory in South London. Bill Mullins, Lewisham and Southwark Socialist Party. Striking workers at the Ivy House pub in Nunhead, South London, had won all their demands after 3 days of stoppage. Lewisham and Southwark Socialist Party heard from one of the strikers at our brunch meeting. The strike achieved reinstatement of four sacked workers, recognition of their trade union BFAWU, and fixed minimum hours to replace zero-hour contracts. It also forced bosses to introduce a proper appeals procedure for future disciplinaries, and an elected staff representative on the management board. At one stage, bosses called the police to try to take keys off the under-manager, who was supporting strikers on the picket line. But when strikers pointed out the property had to have a designated key holder, and that was the under-manager, the police backed off, and said it was a civil matter. The pub, as its sign board outside proudly says, is community-owned. But that did not stop bosses sacking four workers, with no notice, because they were on 0 hours. This was a deliberate attempt to prevent trade union recognition. Workers had been trying for a number of years to get official status for their union, but had been rebuffed continually. The picket line on the 30th of September was widely supported, including by the Socialist Party. Many had spent the previous night making their own banners, which they draped over the front of the pub. All the time the pub was unable to function, despite attempts to bring in strike-breaking labor. Supporters told pickets they had been offered jobs, but refused when they found out about the strike. The offers by management throughout the 3 days were continually rejected by workers. Management was forced to negotiate with a delegation of the strikers and supporters throughout the 30th of September, the last day of the strike, and on into the 2nd of October. This strike has many lessons. But it was the presence of politicized workers, including a Socialist Party member, who had worked away behind the scenes for a long time, which helped other workers gain the confidence to stand up and fight.